It is a regular midweek workday, and Quan is busy working at his desk. The other two cubicles near him are empty. He is so immersed in his project, he doesn't know what is going on around him. He takes a sip of water and goes back to the computer screen, when suddenly there is a loud boom in the front of the shop, and then everything goes black. When Quan comes to, he is underneath a pile of rubble. He is unable to move his legs as they are trapped beneath the weight of debris. He tries to look around him, but sees nothing and no one amidst the smoke. Quan's world is filled with silence, and he is quite disoriented. Shortly, firemen come rushing into the room and discover an injured Quan. He registers their presence, sees their lips move, but due to the shock, he is unable to read their lips or make any meaningful gestures. The world swirls around him, and he simply closes his eyes to block it all out. Suddenly thrust outside of his normal day-to-day adjustments to the hearing world, Quan cannot communicate with the first responders, and they aren't able to ascertain the extent of his injuries.